Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me.
We made it. We made it to the end of the year. It's 2023 is coming to an end. This is Christmas morning, reporting to you live from my mother's basement. Actually, this is where the show started, so it's kind of cool that we're ending the last show of the year here. Because this is where it started. 3-year anniversary was a few weeks ago, and I did my first episode in Walmart, about 20 feet from where I'm sitting right now. I'm in the basement. I got the Christmas tree in front of me. I got the fire behind me. What else do you want in life, right? A little bit of coffee, a little bit of brown sugar. We're off to the races. This episode is going to be a 23 review and a 24 prediction show. And before I get into the review and the predictions, I just wanted to start off with a few announcements. Mostly saying that this is going to be the last of the scheduled weekly shows when it comes to like every Tuesday for the foreseeable future. So I'm going on a trip to Asia here in about a week and a half. And due to that, my podcast uploads will be less frequent, but they still will happen and they will be fun because I'm going to be giving you live updates from whatever part of the world I find myself in at the time. And it will be fun, like adventures that I'm having over in the other side of the world, whether it's kickboxing or Muay Thai fighting or getting into tomfoolery. You could just imagine. So when I do those podcasts, they won't be coming out on a Tuesday, for example, but they may come out whenever I have the time to record an episode or whenever it's ready. So January, February, March, you won't see a weekly consistent show, but you will see a show here and there sprinkled in whenever I have the time to do it because I'm going to be on the road traveling. So with that being said, let's get into the 23 review part of the show. So my review is, I wrote down some things. Every year I write down my goals, right? At the end of the year. Yeah, I date it, I quantify it, and then I sign it. And this year I finished all my goals. Now I'm still waiting for the third goal to come in with regards to a bonus I'm supposed to get for a project. But besides that, everything is kind of bird in the hand sort of thing. But here's my year in review for personally. Finished Station Park, so the project is done with the exception of shipping containers, but the deals are done, the project is finished. We're just waiting for businesses to open now. I learned French all year, and I can comprehend French decently. I tried Muay Thai. I had a girlfriend. She was really nice, and we're still friends to this day. I made a horror movie. I went to the Shambhala Music Fest. I worked on a farm. I got my unrestricted gun license. I walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. And I got hit my PR in bench press and shoulder press. So those are just kind of my highlights of the year as far as like things I personally achieved or that I'm very proud of. And as far as the year goes, just like in the world, here's some things that I noticed that stood out to me. Well, number one was that the Eagles lost in this year, which sucked because I had a big Super Bowl party and it was just embarrassing. Brady retired, which is like the best football player ever. In May, one thing I noticed that I was going to do a whole podcast on was the Indian population surpassing China. Now, that's not crazy news, but it is significant because China's population is like a reverse pyramid. The oldest people represent the biggest part of the population, and the youngest people represent the smallest, whereas India is a little bit more kind of like pear-shaped, where it's like more evenly distributed. Their replacement rate for population is pretty healthy, which is why they're going over a billion two people, let's call it. So there's a lot of people in India. But the India became the most populated country in May, passing China, which I thought was pretty interesting. In May, there was also the Hollywood writer strike, which was significant, right? That's when people were like, we're not getting paid enough. And terrible timing, right? With AI and everything going on with technology. They trying to go to these Hollywood bosses and saying they want more royalties on all their performances. And I don't know. It's tough, right? Because they didn't negotiate the first deal, right? So now they're trying to come back to the table and renegotiate, which is always a tough thing to do. And then you had the Titan sub exploding or imploding, right? That's the one where they used the Game Boy controller and they got everyone to pay $250,000 to go to the bottom of the ocean. And somehow these rich people, super sophisticated rich people, didn't see any red flags with going into effectively a Tonka truck to the bottom of the ocean with a Game Boy controller. Oppenheimer and Barbie movie. That movie was Barbenheimer or whatever. I only saw Oppenheimer, didn't see Barbie yet. And for obvious reasons, I'm a little bit perturbed by anything that says that men are shit. You know, I'm tired of this post-neoliberal world where men always have to be portrayed as like dumb but baffling idiots and girl boss and girl power. And anyways, not that that's what that movie is about, but I just get that tinge from it. So maybe if it's on TV one day, I'll give it a chance. Obviously, the whole year was kind of brushed with this thing of inflation, interest rates, and all these other factors were causing people to pinch every dollar. I know I felt it when I went to go buy eggs and milk and shit like that. It feels like gas prices just went down, but maybe it's too little too late, right? I bet you last year was the highest year on record for basic commodity pricing for the average household. I saw stats like they're paying, the average house paid more than $5,000 than they would in the average other year for basic commodities like milk, cheese, and eggs, which is just insane, right? That's a trip to Asia. So they're just barely getting by, sounds like. And then October, the Israel-Hamas war, right? So that one is a little bit more nuanced and pretty dire, but it is noteworthy for what things that happened this year. There's probably a few other things I'm missing, but those are the ones that stood out to me. Now, we're going to look forward here to the year of 2024, make some predictions, okay? So there's two people that I'd like to focus on. One is Baba Vanga, and the other one is Nostradamus, and then I'll give you my predictions for the year. So Baba Vanga was this lady from Bulgaria who became a mystic because effectively she went into a dirt storm one day, lost her vision, and then she started seeing things. She started having prophecies and visions of the future. And this was like in the early 20s, 1920s, and she spent 30 or 40 years just making predictions. And the reason why she's relevant is because she got a lot of those predictions right. And we're going to use her as one of my kind of prophets for what's going to happen this 2024 and see if it can't scare the shit out of you enough. But here's some of the things she got right. She predicted World War II, the Chernobyl's disaster, the date of her own death, Princess Diana's death, the September 11th attacks, the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami, and African American being elected as the 44th president. So she's made some pretty astute predictions. And she died in the 70s, I think. So a lot of these predictions came through true after she died. So for 2024, this is what Vanga, the Bulgarian mystic, predicted. She said that an assassination attempt for Vladimir Putin would be attempted. So not that they would pull it off, that they might pull it off, but that someone's going to make an attempt on his life this year to end the war in Ukraine, right? She thinks there's going to be alien encounters, so encounters from the third kind. Who could imagine that, right? You could say the illegal aliens have already made encounters with people in the States with the amount of people jumping over the border wall on the Mexican-United States border, but that's a different kind of alien. Terrorism in Europe, she predicts. Climate disasters, economic crisis, power shifting from the West to the East. Cyber attacks targeting critical infrastructures, water treatment centers, and electrical grids. This is like World War III shit. But the only good thing she said, she made one positive prediction, which is you're probably like, thank God. You know, this was sounding pretty dire. She did predict that there's going to be a cure found for cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Now you may be thinking to yourself, they probably already had a cure for cancer for years. And I've heard that theory too. I was actually going to do a whole podcast about cancer research, in air quotes, because cancer research is one of the most profitable nonprofit ever constructed. If you look at how much money those organizations have raised to not solve something, it's incredible. Incredible. Billions and almost $1 trillion, I'm sure. But anyways, according to Vanga, they're actually going to spend some of those $1 trillion and solve the cancer problem, which obviously is one of the top one or two killers of most folks out there. So that's good. And then Nostradamus is, I think he was a French or a Spanish philosopher and writer, but he made a tremendous amount of predictions throughout his life, and a lot of them turned out to be true as well, including the 9/11 prediction. So this is what he predicts, Nostradamus, for 2024, which, by the way, like I said, is the year of the dragon in the Chinese zodiac. He said there's a mass desire to sleep. So he said, like, for 2 or 3 weeks of the year, all of humanity will want to sleep more often than normal. Like, we're just going to go into a mass sleeping psychosis where everyone's going to want to sleep 20, 30 hours straight. So he predicts that. He thinks there's going to be trust. The trust in the traditional currencies will go away in favor of some blockchain technology or some kind of, like, you know, Bitcoin. He said that that shift is going to happen more pronounced. There's going to be a new pope. Have you seen pictures of the pope lately? He looks a little bit, sluggish. He looks a little tired. I'm not sure. Hopefully he's okay, but I wouldn't be surprised based on that prediction if there is a new pope to announce. And then he said, and the thing with these poems, or sorry, the thing with these prophets is Vanga and Nostradamus is they often wrote their predictions in like poems or like vague cryptic sayings. So they weren't saying exactly like Putin will be assassinated. They were saying stuff like the anarchist annihilates the three. So people will take the anarchist annihilates the three and they'll say, okay, so some country is going to take out the US, Russia, and China in a world war. Or sorry, the Antichrist. So that's one of his predictions, is that the Antichrist, not the anarchist, will annihilate the three. And the three being the three world powers, the US, China, and the United States. Sorry, US, China, and Russia. So who is the Antichrist then? It's a country, it's a leader, who knows, right? Another prophet, another thing he Nostradamus made a prediction on was that the king of the Isles will be driven out by force. So the king of the Isles is obviously the king of England, right? The Isles is the halls of the British halls, or the British halls of government. So does that mean that the king will, after a year of being the king, you know, renounce his throne, give it up to somebody else? It's an interesting idea. Here's my predictions for what's going to happen. First, my personal predictions for my own life. And these aren't my goals, but these are just some things I could see happening. The Station Park grand opening. I know it's, I said it's finished, but not all the businesses are open yet. So we're going to see that open. I'm looking at launching my own company, or not launching it, but testing it to see if I can get a campaign to get enough emails to raise some money to actually start a business. I'm going to travel a lot. Like I said, in the first 2 months, I'm going to look at buying a gun so I can go hunting with my buddies in the fall. And I want to see my first ever Eagles game. Personally, beyond that, I could definitely see myself maybe not settling down, but starting to think about settling down. You know, I'm 32 years old. I don't want to be 38 by the time I have kids and stuff. So if not now, when, right? And if not me, then who? I look at myself getting in the best shape of my life as well. Getting a six pack, not that that's the only indicator of health and fitness, but I'm trending in that direction. So I'm looking forward to seeing how far I could take my health and wellness and fitness and try to get in the best shape I possibly can next year. With the rest of the world, I can definitely see a few things happening. Here's what I see happening. I see the UFC overtaking the NBA as far as actual sales, revenues, and viewership. I could see an end to the Ukraine and Russian war. I could see that finishing up. You guys may not like it, but I could see Donald Trump becoming a president, United States president again, assuming he doesn't get arrested in some kind of court case. I just feel like he's got a lot of momentum, and a lot of the polls are indicating as such, so pending some unforeseen event, I could see him becoming the president. Or I could also foresee them not even having an election for some unforeseen thing. Because if 2020 was any indication, that was an election year. 2024, in the first 2 or 3 months, we may see another global reckoning of some kind. Maybe it's a climate disaster or something that prevents the normal election process from happening the way it's supposed to. So be on the lookout for any kind of like global reckoning or global disaster that prevents the normal election process from happening. So they have to do mail order ballots again, and then that obviously favors Democrats in the United States. So if that happens, I could definitely see the Democrats winning again. I don't think it'll be Joe Biden, though. I think it would be somebody like that guy from California, that Gavin Newsom guy. But who knows? That's more politics. In sports, I don't see the Oilers winning. Sorry, guys. They don't have a really good team. Well, they have a good team, but they can't put it together, it seems. I could definitely see Colorado winning this year, or Vegas again. Both really strong teams. NFL, I'm still holding out for the Eagles, but it'll probably be San Francisco or Baltimore, which pains me to say it, but I have to be a realist, live in the real world. I do think there's going to be a medical breakthrough, but I don't think it's going to be along the lines of solving or curing cancer. I think it's going to be more along the lines of personal medicine. I think there's going to be the equivalent of ChatGPT, but for your personal health, where some kind of toilet or some kind of like mechanism that captures your health will be able to read your DNA and genome and then give you effectively a profile of what you should be eating, when you should be going to bed. Like all your best biometrics and biomarkers will be tagged, analyzed, documented, and then you'll be given a report on the best habits you can do based on your biomarkers for optimal health. And I think this technology is coming next year. It's going to change everything, right? I think that's what they were trying to do with toilets, which is what I talked about on a few episodes ago with that company in Toronto that would send you $500 if you sent them your dumps, right? Your poop. They would go through that sample and just do a review and say, okay, well, you're deficient in this, this, and this. And based on your genome and based on your blood type and your heritage and all these other factors, this is what you should be eating. This is when you should be waking up. I think that technology is coming this year. So maybe not cancer or cancer cures, but I definitely see some personalized medicine technology coming next year. I think interest rates will come back down maybe a whole percentage point this year to like 5% or 4.5%. And we're going to see a surge of buying activity, especially in the Canadian markets with regards to housing. And there's going to be a huge surge of building homes, especially in Alberta. We have the highest net migration of any province. I could definitely see there being a lot of activity in the buying market and the selling market. Not so much in the selling market, in the buyer market. And I think this next year is going to be a buyer's year. Last year was a seller's year because nobody had the money to buy, right? So I could definitely see a lot more activity in the housing space with interest rates coming down. And then with inflation, I think that inflation will stabilize. We've already seen gas come down. I could see basic commodities and energy coming down. I could definitely see that being a even bigger driver for consumer activity, which is the reason we haven't had a recession is because the consumer has remained strong in the last 6 months. Like, people still shop a lot, which is interesting because we are so stressed with money and everything going on that typically that means consumers stop spending money. But for whatever reason, it's like our last remaining American, North American, Western value is consumerism, is buying shit. Buying shit we can't afford with money we don't have, right? And we don't need either, right? What's the line at the end of Fight Club? Whatever you end up owning ends up owning you. And I love what my dad said to me on the phone the other day. He goes, Akeem, I want to set my life up in a way that nobody owns me. And I was like, that's an interesting concept, right? To be free of all elements, right? Of government, job, work, relationships, community. So that you can be free to engage where you want and give where you want. But this consumerism, which is kind of like a hollow driving force that's kept the economy alive, will be back even stronger next year if these interest rates and inflation can come down. I predict the Hollywood system will go through a huge reformation and they'll stop making woke, dumb movies towards the end of the year because they just stop working and people stop making money, and they're going to revert back to the traditional new movies, making new scripts, original content, because the entertainment industry right now is just going through a bit of a struggle to give us really good content, where it feels like everything they put out is either a remake, a redo, or a rehash of something that's already been done in the past. There's no risk taking right now in entertainment. Feel like everyone's kind of playing it safe, And I feel like those days are going to come to bite everybody in the ass very soon. So the fastest person to original content that is brave and unique and interesting wins. There's probably some more predictions I could make, but I hope that you have some plans, and I would recommend everybody on the 28th to the 30th, sit down, get a pen, get a coffee, and just write down your goals for the year, top three. Really go into detail, who, what, when, where, why, quantify it, each goal, sign it, date it, put it up in a place in your home where you can see it every day, and that'll be your North Star. And with that said, that's all I got for today on Akeem's Dream Show. It's been a pleasure doing this every single week this year. I've not missed a single week because consistency is key, and key unlocks the door to your hearts and minds. And until next time, I'll see you in the new year somewhere in the Southeast Asia part of town. Peace.